After decades under a military dictatorship, Myanmar is transitioning to democracy. The national game there is soccer, but an American game has gained a toehold thanks to a man from Japan. Only a Game's Dave Grunebaum has the story.
At this game, the players cheer in English.
Good eye. Here we go.
Japanese.
Yasa ippone, ippone.
And Burmese.
Dagari, dagari,
This is baseball in Myanmar. This ball field, located on an old horse racetrack, is a combination of weeds, hardened dirt, and overgrown grass. The scoreboard is changed by hand. The announcers do not quite have the lingo down either.
And that's another point for the national team.
America's national pastime is here because of a Japanese coach, Toru Iwasaki, the founder and director of a local preschool.
I want to introduce the baseball. Baseball is very fun, and I'd like to let Myanmar young people know about the baseball more.
Iwasaki started this program 13 years ago in the country's largest city, Yangon. He recruited Myanmar players, many of whom had experience playing in softball games organized by the American Embassy. His squad is now the Myanmar national team. The players are in their late teens, 20s, and 30s, and most have day jobs, including driving taxis and repairing copy machines. Zaza U is a 5'8" left-handed pitcher with a 78-mile-per-hour fastball. After this game, he will travel to Kagawa, Japan, and become the first Myanmar national to play professional baseball. He loves the fact that he's competing in a game that's unusual in his native Myanmar.
Because baseball is not popular and it is a new sport, it's very interesting to learn a new sport. It's a great sport to play, especially since this is not a place that it's well known.
For decades, the outside world seemed to know little about Myanmar. The nation was isolated under repressive military rule. The country went from one of Southeast Asia's richest to one of its poorest. Many workers only earn $100 a month. Parts of the country do not have electricity. However, in recent years, as the government made democratic reforms, foreign investors have helped the country to start building a modern infrastructure. As for the Myanmar national team, its biggest challenge is finding an opponent. It's just about the only baseball team inside the country, which makes it awfully tough to play games. But on a summer afternoon, this national team took on a squad of Japanese and American expatriates. Matt Bueller organized the American contingent.
It's a ragtag team. We've got a bunch of guys that played high school baseball. We have a couple guys that probably haven't played since middle school.
Bueller is a 31-year-old lawyer who played high school baseball in Pennsylvania and often practices with the Myanmar national team on weekends.
It reminds me of home a bit. That's why I enjoy it. I miss baseball. I associate baseball with home, and it's nice being out here on a Sunday afternoon playing with these guys. So, yeah, it's maybe a little slice of America here.
Today's game drew fans that live in Yangon, but come from a mix of countries including the U.S., United Kingdom, Norway, Germany, and Myanmar.
For me, this is my first time watching this game, and later I very much like it.
Ong Ma Jaw is 19 years old and a local college student. An American friend teaches him some of the basics, such as balls, strikes, outs, and innings. But Ong Ma Jaw is clearly a fair-weather fan.
Are you rooting for the international team or are you rooting for the Myanmar team?
Both sides.
How do you root for both sides?
Because when the American get the school and I say that, when the Myanmar get the school, I say that too.
One ball, two strikes.
The Myanmar club travels abroad every few years to play in international competitions, but it gets very little funding from the Myanmar Sports Ministry. The team depends on fundraising and money from Coach Iwasaki's own pocket to stay afloat. He gets help organizing the program from his wife and two daughters who are in their 20s, including Saya Iwasaki, who says the team has become part of their family.
I grew up with these baseball players. They're like my brothers. I've known them since I was 11 years old. For me, it represents sort of what my family's been through over these years. It's like one of our babies.
Baseball has a long way to go in Myanmar, where it sits in the shadow of soccer. The Myanmar national team is probably not better than any good American high school baseball team, but today it beat the ragtag expatriate team by a score of 18-5. For Only a Game, I'm Dave Grunebaum.
Come on. No.
Oh. Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is John Perotti. We had help this week from Jim Kiesling, Paul Vitkus, James Trout, Renee Marchando, and Glenn Alexander. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To check out Dave Grunebaum's Myanmar baseball pictures, please visit onlyagame.org. Our final word this week comes from the stadium announcer at that game in Myanmar.
And that's another point for the national team.
Well, at least you didn't say touchdown. I just had to hear that again. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at GatesFoundation.org. The Melville Charitable Trust, supporting solutions to prevent and end homelessness on the web at MelvilleTrust.org. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, making grants to solve social and environmental problems at home and around the world on the web at Hewlett.org. This is NPR.